The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Dozens of investigations involving child sexual predators sit on the books or are tossed out because of loopholes within the system. Because many criminals, not just sexual predators, conduct their business on the internet, the investigative and prosecutorial process could span multiple jurisdictions. So when an officer from Northern Virginia obtains a warrant for an offender in Western Virginia, he must be very specific about what he's asking for or risk losing his case. Delegate Michael Weber says that's why the bill is needed.
The bill as it stands now, I believe, accomplishes the goal, which was to streamline the search and seizure process for the state police on, say, a computer when they go in to search a computer for a child predator or child porn. And that computer has to go to another locality.
But it was referred to the Computer Crimes Advisory Panel due to some concerns.
There were privacy concerns from businesses, such as internet companies, banks, and things. There were concerns in regards to Fourth Amendment issues.
Weber says they believe the new language addresses all of the issues, and the bill will be resubmitted in the 2014 session, where he thinks it has a better chance of passing. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.